Former VP Mark Pence said this past week he is ready, willing, and able to take his fight against a subpoena for his testimony in the Justice Department's 2020 election subversion investigation. He wants to go, if he has to, all the way to the Supreme Court. Said, I'm going to fight the Biden DOJ subpoena for me to appear before the grand jury because I believe it's unconstitutional and unprecedented. To do this, he is going to invoke the Constitution's speech or debate clause that shields legislators from certain law enforcement actions targeting conduct related to their legislative duties. There have been others who have taken this approach to resist subpoenas in the DOJ probe and another investigation, too, regarding the January 6th Capitol insurrection. But Pence is going to invoke the clause in relation to his role not as Vice President of the United States, but as President of the Senate, which is a novel idea. In that role, of course, he presided over the congressional certification of the 2020 election results on January 6, 2021. Pence said, on the day of January 6, I was acting as President of the Senate, presiding over a joint session described in the Constitution itself, and so I believe that the speech and debate clause of the Constitution actually prohibits the executive branch from compelling me to appear in a court, as the Constitution says, or in any other place, and will stand on that principle, and will take that case as far as it needs to go, if need be, to the Supreme Court of the United States, because to me, it's an issue of the separation of powers. Pence also said that he's written about what happened on January 6th, spoken about publicly, about the day, what led up to the day. But he said, if we were to accede to accept a subpoena for appearance before a grand jury or a trial, I believe that would diminish the privileges enjoyed by any future vice president, either Democrat or Republican. I simply will not do that. Now, to me, this sounds like really just further proof that Pence is going to launch a 2024 presidential campaign. He's doing this now because he doesn't want to alienate the Trump base. In fact, he wants to try to win over as many of those in that base as he can. So it appears to me that Mr. Pence needs a bit of a reminder.
Mike Pence is going to have to come through for us. And if he doesn't, that will be a sad day for our country. And Mike Pence, I hope you're going to stand up for the good of our Constitution and for the good of our country. And if you're not, I'm going to be very disappointed in you. I will tell you right now.
I'm telling you what, I'm hearing the Pence. I'm hearing the Pence just caved.
No.
Is that true?
I'm hearing
reports that Pence caved.
No,
I'm telling you, if Pence caved, we're going to drag through the streets. You politicians are going to get drugged through the streets.
Yeah.
I guess the hope is that there's such a show of force here that Pence will decide to do the right thing, according to Trump.
All right, Mike, let's be honest about this whole thing here. Do you really think you have any chance to win over any of those people?